All right, so you send over this article about Hyundai, and it's pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
They're developing this new powertrain, and they're calling it EREV.
Extended range electric vehicle.
Extended range electric
To
vehicle,
be precise.
right? EREV. It's not fully electric,
Yep.
not quite a hybrid either.
Kind of in between.
Yeah. So why is Hyundai? I mean, why now? Why are they choosing to go down this path? What does it even mean for the future of EVs with all this talk about the EV chasm?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. The article basically points out that there are these roadblocks to widespread EV adoption, range anxiety, lack of charging infrastructure, and even some safety concerns.
Right, and Hyundai seems to think that ERV is the answer,
At least for now.
at least for now.
Yeah.
So before we even get into that, can you break down how this ERV system even works?
Sure. So think of it as the best of both worlds.
Okay.
Okay, you've got the fully electric drivetrain, but instead of only relying on plugging in to charge the battery, you have a small gas engine on board
Okay.
that acts as a generator.
So you're using gas to create electricity to power the electric motor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It extends the range significantly, which addresses that range anxiety.
Yeah.
The article mentions a potential range of up to 1,000 kilometers on one tank.
1,000 kilometers.
Yeah.
That's a game changer. Most EVs can only dream of that.
Exactly. And that's why analysts believe that this could be a big moment
Yeah.
for the EV evolution.
So is Hyundai going all in on EREV, or is this just a temporary fix until all the infrastructure catches up?
Well, they formed a dedicated task force
Oh.
called the XEV System Task Force.
Uh-huh.
And their R&D chief, Yanghu Wan,
Okay.
is leading the project.
Wow.
So they're serious.
That's a statement.
Yeah.
It's not just about making a statement, though, right? It seems like there's a strategy here because the article specifically mentions SUVs and pickup trucks.
Right.
Why those vehicles?
It's all about consumer demand.
Okay.
SUVs are super popular. And here in the US, pickup trucks are a cultural icon.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're aligning with those existing market trends.
Interesting.
They're also set to release EREV versions of the Santa Fe SUV and the Genesis GV70
Wow.
and upcoming pickup trucks.
Really going after that market.
Yeah.
But this EV slowdown, this isn't just a Hyundai problem, is it?
No, not at all. Analysts are saying that this dip in EV sales could impact the whole industry
Wow.
for the next few years,
So.
which raises the question, is EREV just a clever stopgap, or could it actually reshape the entire EV landscape?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
So it seems like a contradiction.
Yeah.
Car companies are pushing EVs, but the market seems a little hesitant.
Right.
What's your take on this whole EV chasm thing?
Well, it's not just buyer reluctance. There are these real hurdles that are keeping EVs back.
Yeah.
The article mentions some of
Like
them.
the charging infrastructure or the lack of it. I mean, it's not exactly a smooth experience,
Yeah.
hitting the road in an EV, especially if you're outside a major city.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Imagine you're on a road trip
Yeah.
and you're trying to calculate how far you can go
Right.
before you need to recharge,
Yeah.
and then you have to figure out how to find a charging station.
Yeah.
It's not the carefree road trip we're all used to.
Not at all. And even when you do find a charger, I mean,
Yeah.
it's not like filling up a gas tank. It's
Exactly.
a time commitment.
Yeah, it
A
is.
great time.
Current charging tech just can't match the speed and convenience of a gas station.
Right.
Plus, the cost of installing these fast chargers.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's no joke.
And that brings up another thing from the
Yeah.
article, the cost of the
Yes.
EVs themselves is
Absolutely.
just too expensive for a lot of people.
For sure. And then you have to think about
Yeah.
battery lifespan,
Right.
replacement costs.
Yeah.
It's a lot to think about.
It is. So we've got range anxiety. We've got charging infrastructure issues and cost concerns. What else is making people hesitant about EVs?
Well, the article did mention safety,
Okay.
specifically the whole battery fire thing, which
Right.
are rare,
Yeah.
but they make headlines.
They do.
And it makes people think EVs are dangerous.
Yeah, I get it. I
Yeah.
mean, people are wary of new tech, especially when it comes to safety.
For sure. And all of these factors combined
Yeah.
have led to some car makers kind of reassessing their approach to electrification.
Interesting.
So Hyundai's ERV strategy might be a response to that.
So they're offering a best of both worlds kind of thing.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
They're trying to address these anxieties by combining what's familiar
Okay.
with a gas engine
Yeah.
with the benefits of electric driving.
Does that mean that ERV is just a band-aid solution? Just to bridge the gap?
It's a good question. A
Yeah.
few industry analysts are trying to figure that out. The article mentions that this EV sales slump could last for like 2 to 3 more years.
So we might see a lot more hybrids and EREVs coming out.
It's possible. Hyundai is producing EVs and hybrids at their new plant,
Okay.
Metaplan America.
Metaplan America.
Yeah, so it seems like they're hedging their bets. They're
Yeah.
keeping their options open.
So this EREV push from Hyundai,
Yeah.
I mean, how will that impact the whole EV market?
It's going to make some waves.
Okay.
They want to compete with like Ford and Chevrolet and Ram.
Oh yeah, big players.
Yeah, and they're all invested in the electric truck market.
It's getting crowded.
Oh, and you can't forget Tesla and their Cybertruck.
Oh yeah, the Cybertruck. So the pickup truck competition is about to get a whole lot more interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
Look past this immediate landscape.
Yeah.
If EREV is the bridge, what does the road ahead look like? What has to happen to actually overcome the EV chasm?
That's where it gets exciting.
Right.
We're talking breakthroughs in battery tech, faster charging,
Right.
and maybe even new ways to power vehicles.
Like what?
Imagine a world with wireless charging everywhere,
Wow.
or even solar-powered cars.
It's like a sci-fi movie.
I know, right?
But we can't forget about the infrastructure.
No.
Even with better tech,
Yeah.
we still need that network of chargers.
Absolutely. And not just any charging stations. They
Yeah.
need to be fast and convenient,
Right.
and they need to be available for everyone everywhere.
Yeah.
This is going to take a lot of work.
A lot of collaboration.
Yeah, between governments, automakers, energy providers.
Wow. So it's not just about building better cars.
Nope.
It's about changing how we think about energy and transportation.
Exactly.
This is huge.
Oh, and there's one more thing.
What's that?
The article highlights this too.
Okay.
Consumer education.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We need to get rid of the mystery surrounding EVs, address the misconceptions,
Yeah.
and show people the advantages.
That makes sense.
We need to make the transition feel easy and not confusing.
So it's a multi-pronged challenge.
It is.
But it seems like the industry is starting to
It
understand how
does.
complex this is.
For sure.
And it's encouraging that companies like Hyundai are investing in solutions like ERV to
Yeah.
kind of bridge the gap while we figure out the bigger picture.
Right.
It feels like we're at this really important point.
Yeah.
And the choices we make now will have huge consequences in the future.
Absolutely.
But let's bring it back to our listener,
Okay.
the person out there
Yeah.
in the world trying to figure out this EV thing.
Right.
What does this all mean for them?
That's a great question.
Yeah, should they wait? Should they hold off on buying an EV until ERV is more readily available?
That depends.
So if you're someone who's been like hesitant
Yeah.
about going electric, worried about range or charging stations,
Right.
then ERV might be a good option.
Yeah, especially if you're thinking about an SUV or a pickup truck,
Right.
because that's what Hyundai's starting with.
But what if you're okay
Yeah.
with the EV limitations now
Right.
and you've got good charging access? Does ERV still make sense, or should you just stick with a fully electric car?
That's where you have to think about it.
Yeah.
Weigh the pros and cons.
Right.
Think about your lifestyle,
Yeah.
how you drive, what's important to you.
And who knows, maybe by the time you need a new car, all those EV problems will be gone.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And with how fast things are changing in the car world,
Yeah.
it could happen.
But there's something else here
Yeah.
that the article doesn't really talk about.
Right.
I'm curious. Tell me more.
Okay, so let's say ERV is a success and it bridges the gap.
Okay.
What happens next?
What happens on the other side?
Exactly what will it take to really get everyone driving electric cars?
So the long game,
Yeah, the ultimate
what
goal.
will get us there?
Will it be faster charging?
Okay.
Better batteries? Cheaper batteries? Or maybe something totally different?
Like what?
What about wireless charging everywhere?
Wow.
You just park and your car charges.
Yeah.
Or what about solar-powered cars?
That would be amazing.
I know, right?
These aren't just dreams, are they?
Not at all.
People are actually working on this
Oh,
stuff.
yeah. Lots of research and development going on.
Wow.
This could completely change transportation.
Yeah.
But there's also the question of what we don't expect to happen.
What do you mean?
Well, so EREV solves some problems now,
Yeah.
but could it actually slow down the move to fully electric cars?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Could it make us keep using gas for longer?
Because it's just easier.
Right, because it's familiar and convenient.
So we're trying to help, but we might be hurting the bigger goal.
Exactly. Will people get too comfortable with the gas engine? Let
Wow.
it slow down the move to a truly clean transportation system?
It's like a paradox.
It is.
We're trying to fix things, but we might be creating new problems.
It's complicated.
Yeah, this isn't just about the technology. It's about how people behave and the market and what's good for the environment.
You got it. It's all connected.
You're right. Progress isn't always a straight line. There are going to be twists and
For
turns.
sure.
And sometimes the solutions we come up with lead to even more questions.
That's true.
Well, this has been a really thought-provoking conversation.
It has.
And that's what makes these deep dives so interesting.
For sure.
And that's what we want to leave you with today.
Keep thinking about this.
Keep asking those questions.
Stay curious.
Don't just accept things.
Challenge those assumptions.
The future of how we get around is still being figured out.
It is.
And your choices matter.
They do, both as a consumer and as a citizen.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive
It's been a pleasure.
into the world of EREV and the future of electric vehicles.
Absolutely.
It's been electrifying.